the Marketplace Index for Tuesday, the 13th. I'm David Brancaccio. This program is about what's driving today's markets and what that says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 66 points, about 0.5%. It closed at 11,956. Earlier today, the Dow was up 129 points, but tumbled back after the Chancellor of Germany, Angela Merkel, said she's not interested in raising the ceiling on Europe's bailout fund. The Federal Reserve did meet today and said the economy is getting slowly stronger, so interest rates can stay the same. S&P 500 down 10 points, 0.9%. NASDAQ down 32 points, 1.25%. The 10-year Treasury yield is down to 1.96%. I could easily put together a montage of breathless people going on about strong retail sales this holiday season. The Friday after Thanksgiving, awesome. Online sales, fabuloso. So imagine the surprise today when the Commerce Department of the United States of America came out with the official tally of retail sales for November, and it was not awesome or fabuloso, but only okay. Sales rose 0.2% when some of the sharpest minds on this subject were predicting the rise would be 3 times larger. John Champion is a retail analyst at Kurt Salmon Associates in Atlanta.
Of course, you have to remember there's a first part of November which wasn't as strong. So while we had a great Thanksgiving, at the end of the day, November turned out to be a pretty light month.
Always seems to be a little bit of wishful thinking in some of the stories that you see about retail sales. Sometimes we shouldn't necessarily pay so much attention to the TV pictures and actually wait for the data, I guess.
I think it's a perpetual optimism in retail. I think everyone in retail is hoping and praying that sales will continue to grow. But fundamentally, we're not going to see that big sales growth until we get a change in the economy and real fundamental job growth. Now, having said that, I do think there is a gap developing between the successful retailers and those who are not. So while overall retail sales may be going up modestly, I think what you're seeing is the successful retailers are actually doing quite well. So you look at Macy's, you look at a Costco, you look at a Buckle, you look at Ross, all across the retail spectrum, those companies continue to do well at the expense of those who cannot keep pace.
One that was having some trouble keeping pace is the electronics retailer Best Buy. They came out today and said that profits compared to a year ago down 29%, and that was a bigger drop than people were expecting.
Clearly, Best Buy is competing with everyone for electronic sales, and so others, Walmart and other mass merchants, can use electronics to draw customers into the store by pricing very low and very competitively, and it makes it very tough for Best Buy. And, of course, their biggest competitor is Amazon.
Best Buy stock closed down 15% today. And there was a spike upward in the price of oil today for no good reason. At one point, it was up about $4 a barrel, but was trading late today at up about $2.37 at around $100 today. When pressed, some traders mentioned that maybe the Fed could do another stimulus in the new year. As I said, no good reason. Time for the Daily Pulsar, take on the health of the U.S. economy. The Labor Department calculates these things and said today there were about 4 unemployed Americans for every job opening in October. Employers listed 3.1 million job openings. It was the second highest number in 3 years. It's a positive sign, but there are nearly 14 million people officially looking for work, and that October number is, in fact, down slightly. For more on the tough job market and see how we're monitoring the pulse of the economy, what you can do is go to marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio in New York with the Marketplace Index. On APM, American Public Media.